It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Carefully consider this profound quote from 1953 that alludes to the converging catastrophes that are now closing in on us all. Here's the quote: "Scientific societies are as yet in their infancy. It is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they now have, even in totalitarian countries. Education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable, and any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible." Bertrand Russell, again, 1953. Now consider this profound statement of wisdom from over a century and a half ago. Humankind has not woven the web of life. We are but one thread within it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. All things are bound together. All things connect. Chief Seattle, from 1854. My sincere thanks to Paul von Harnisch for bringing this quote to my attention. I get many messages from individuals that claim to recognize the fact that their own government is conducting weather warfare over their heads every day with highly toxic elements. Yet, many of these people are suddenly offended when I cite the criminal history of our government, including all occupants of the White House, past and present. What a paradox this is. True hypocrisy. For the record, I will report verifiable facts that need to be reported wherever those facts lead, with no exceptions. The human race and, quote, the civilized world are perilously close to collapse. It is imperative for the gravity of the following fact to be considered. Biosphere and climate collapse will cause the collapse of civilization. This scenario is not somewhere off on the horizon. It is unfolding now by the day. Please don't believe me. All I have ever asked for is for honest investigation of the facts I present on behalf of geoengineeringwatch.org. I will cover as many dire-breaking frontline reports as I can in this broadcast. And as I do, please remember this. Of all of the challenges we face, climate engineering weather warfare is the most immediate threat, short of nuclear cataclysm. The single greatest leap we could collectively make in the right direction is to expose and halt the climate engineering insanity. That effort will take all of us. I'll move on to breaking frontline reports after these few brief announcements. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for July 14th, 2018. This commercial-free program is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and is paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, 105.7 FM, Saturday morning 6 to 7, Sunday morning 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Also, color glossy flyers for the upcoming July 28th geoengineeringwatch.org awareness and call to action event at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Northern California can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition in Redding, California, or event flyers can be reprinted from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Here's an update on the upcoming July 28th critical climate engineering awareness and call to action event in Northern California at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Anderson, California. Momentum is building rapidly for this free event with free materials that will be given away at the event. Again, a full informational post with flyers, event flyer PDF, is posted in the top center of the geoengineeringwatch.org homepage. Speakers at the event include former government scientists, a former commercial airline pilot, and a very high-ranking former U.S. military officer who will be participating in the Q&A session with the public. This former military official will also remain to connect with the audience after the event. I cannot announce his identity until event day. There are multiple reasons for this. Also, there will likely be a very important microbiologist attending to participate in the Q&A. Biosphere implosion is accelerating by the day. All who can attend this event are asked to do so. Our time is rapidly running out. This will become ever more apparent in the coming weeks and months. The Shasta County event is being co-sponsored by the Jim Fair Group, who will also be at the Shasta County Fairgrounds on July 28th in an adjacent building. They will be there from the 27th through the 29th. Jim Fair is a steadfast ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. A fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth is at all Jim Fair events. This week's Jim Fair event is at San Rafael, California. Started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Marin Center Exhibit Hall. Next week, Jim Fair is in Eureka, California, July 20th through July 22nd at the Redwood Acres Fairgrounds. And the following week will be the week of the Shasta County event. First time for Jim Fair in this location. And again, at the previous two locations in San Rafael and Eureka, there are event flyers for the July 28th event at Shasta County. Please attend this event if you can. Please pick up the materials you need to wake those around you. Please help us to sound the alarm on the critical issue of climate engineering, which is the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm. Again, moving on, many groups and organizations have leadership that, for their own reasons and to protect their own agendas, are denying the climate engineering reality, from the Green Party to the Tea Party. Here's the point. None of these organizations is willing to admit to the blatantly obvious and factually verifiable climate engineering atrocities that are consistently occurring in skies all over the globe. So many organizations have chosen to turn two blind eyes to the, as I already stated, the single greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, the global climate engineering assault. We face many threats. Please don't misquote me. I'm simply saying that this is the greatest and most immediate, short of nuclear cataclysm. If we can expose and halt climate engineering, we will have a long list of other challenges to face. But we must deal with the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat first. Back to the organizations on all sides of the fence, from the Tea Party to the Green Party, it's up to the individuals in these organizations to hold their leaders accountable to the facts. Now on to the continuing grand illusion. Our country is not engaged in a global war against terror. Rather, the U.S. military-industrial complex and its allies are engaged in an all-out global war of terror against any and all who possess the resources this military-industrial juggernaut needs to continue expanding like a completely out-of-control cancer. And in saying this, this is not in any way, shape, or form condoning other military-industrial complex centers, China, Russia, all of them are corrupt. All of them are a problem. But when one military is bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined, that's the biggest part of the problem. And that is the U.S. military-industrial complex. The corruption and tyranny is in direct proportion, and the danger is in direct proportion to the size of the military involved. Again, U.S. military bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined. From Zero Hedge and other sources, this headline report: Operation Teapot, Sunbeam, and Dominic, U.S. declassifies thousands of nuclear test videos on YouTube, or to YouTube. This is a stunning example of a completely out-of-control military-industrial complex, which the U.S. population is turning two blind eyes to, as a whole, with some exceptions. In a rare moment of transparency, or perhaps in an odd way, a show of bravado to the rest of the world. And let's remember, the only country to not only possess nuclear weapons, but to use them on innocent civilian populations is the U.S. military. Let's not forget that. More than 250 videos of previously classified U.S. nuclear bomb tests have been uploaded to YouTube this week, providing a fascinating but terrifying glimpse into the United States nuclear program. Just a shocking example. Now, before anyone thinks that there's some big push towards transparency, I would argue that release is a, quote, show of bravado to the rest of the world to show what kind of power our nuclear arsenal is, as if that arsenal is of any good to anyone, because it would exterminate life on Earth many, many times over. But what's really going on in regard to quote-unquote transparency? Nothing good. Nothing good. This is what's really occurring as far as news that departs from the official narrative. From multiple sources, this new headline report, which points out the direction we are again actually heading in regard to government secrecy and cutting off the public's access to information. Quote, disaster for internet freedom. Trump Supreme Court pick Kavanaugh despises net neutrality and loves mass surveillance. From that report, Trump's pick Brett Kavanaugh is a, quote, enemy of net neutrality and a, quote, notorious defender of mass government spying. Not draining the swamp, we're continuing to fill it. This is the case with all former occupants of the White House, Obama, Clintons, Bushes, and the rest. Trump is simply the latest actor in the play, the, in fact, most successful divider-in-chief so far. If you're caught up in the political left, right, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal paradigm, please step beyond that and understand it's all part of the theater to distract you from what is unfolding until the last possible moment. All theater. Another headline from Tilt.com and other sources. Who's really to blame for dividing America? Obama or Trump? A recent poll from this report, a recent poll found 66% of Americans believe President Trump is doing more to divide the country than to unite it. But Trump's defenders argue it was President Obama who created the great divide in America. All of this theater. The planet is imploding around us. The climate is imploding by the day. No habitat, no humans, very simple. We're all about to hit the wall. And what do we see on mainstream media, on channels that represent all sides of the political spectrum, from Fox News on the far right to Democracy Now and MSNBC on the far left? These are like Jerry Springer shows now. Absurd and meaningless theater while our planet implodes around us. We will not be here much longer on the current course. It does not matter who occupies the White House. It's all a part of the illusion to distract the population until the last possible moment. Here's the point. A divided population is much easier for the power structure to manipulate and to control. Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton all serve that purpose. Trump is simply the epitome of a, quote, divider-in-chief. No matter what side of the orchestrated political fence you are on, if you are caught up in any aspect of the divide-and-conquer orchestrated facade, you are missing the point. Those who have any regard for preserving life on Earth will get past the, again, left, right, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican power structure orchestrated paradigm. Our planet is dying. We will die with it if we continue on the current course. Very simple. This headline now from multiple sources. What is, quote, reputable news? YouTube plans to decide for you. YouTube will invest $25 million in funding, quote, quality journalism, end quote, on its platform. The initiative will aim to provide context and to promote, quote, reputable sources. What does that mean? That means that social media that is controlled by the power structure will tell you what is true and what is not true. They will censor anything that does not conform with the official narrative. And to the cowards, the tyrants who work for these companies, if you have any regard for morality, you will stop participating in this kind of censorship and allow the truth to get out to the public before we have nothing left to salvage of our planet. For those that are listening who work for social media, look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself why you are here. Ask yourself what you are participating with. Stop facilitating the tyranny. Help us to get our data out to the wider population. Stop censoring dire critical news that the population needs to know and understand if we're to have any chance whatsoever of changing course. We do not have tomorrow. Please help us to sound the alarm. Moving on, a recent headline from RollingStone.com. The devil's bargain. Why aerosols pose a deadly climate change threat. For those that don't know what aerosols are, that's an extremely fine particulate that's suspended in the atmosphere, in the air column. From this report, we already have planet cooling technology. The problem is it's killing us. When most people hear, quote, climate change, they think of greenhouse gases overheating the planet. But here's another product of industrialized society changing the climate that has received scant public attention by design, by the way. Aerosols. They're microscopic particles of pollution that, on balance, reflect sunlight back to space. That's all. Remember the goal of solar radiation management. Spraying very damaging, deadly, toxic particles from jet aircraft to deflect some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation. Particles like aluminum, barium, strontium. Though it's not admitted to in this report, that's exactly what we're talking about. This is on top of industrialized pollution, which is a part of the problem as well. But geoengineering is a bigger problem. The report continues, these particles, on balance, reflect sunlight back to space and help cool the planet down, providing a crucial counterweight to greenhouse gas-powered global warming. That's the lie. Climate engineering is not mitigation. It's not a solution. It's an approach, pharmaceutical industrial approach to controlling Earth's life support systems that is far worse than what it claims to mitigate. Again, just like pharmaceutical cures for the human body that do far more damage than the perceived good. Report continues, an effort to co-opt this natural cooling ability of aerosols has long been considered a potential last ditch, desperate shot at slowing down global warming. The promise of planet cooling technology has also been touted by techno-optimists, Silicon Valley types, and politicians who aren't keen on the government doing anything to curb emissions. Geoengineering holds forth the promise, this is a quote from the report, of addressing global warming concerns for just a few billion dollars a year, wrote Newt Gingrich in an attack on proposed cap and trade legislation back in 2008. Stop, remember, and consider, for those who falsely claim the planet is not descending into meltdown, I'll get to very dire headlines on that in a moment. You are helping to cover the tracks of the climate engineers, and you are ensuring that academia will never come near the anti-climate engineering movement. To be clear, the planet is descending into total abrupt climate collapse meltdown, climate engineering further fueling that problem, making the situation far worse still, not better. We must stand on facts if we're to have any hope of moving this fight forward, of exposing and halting climate engineering. We must stand on facts, not ideology. The planetary meltdown is here. It's not off on the horizon. And every single day that the climate engineers are allowed to continue their insanity in our skies pounds yet more nails into our collective coffins. Final excerpt from this report. But there's a catch. Our surplus of aerosols is a, quote, huge problem for those of us who like to breathe air. This is directly from the Rolling Stones article. At high concentrations, these tiny particles are one of the deadliest substances in existence, burrowing deep into our bodies where they can damage hearts and lungs. Not can, not may, not might. They do damage hearts, lungs, neurological systems, and everything else. And here's the point I've made for over a decade and a half. I've tried to sound the alarm on the fact that what could be a greater priority of all the challenges we face than being able to breathe without sucking these materials into our lungs? What could be a greater priority? Thus, whatever you're focused on whatever side of the political fence, from the Tea Party to the Green Party, if you are not a part of this battle to expose and halt the climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare insanity, you are missing the point. Nothing else will matter soon if we do not stop this insanity. Remember that. Don't forget that fact. Our lives depend on it. What else do climate engineering atmospheric aerosols do besides poisoning every breath we take? 70 years plus of complete illegal and out of control climate engineering operations have decimated the ozone layer. That issue alone is an existential threat. Climate engineering is the single greatest cause of ozone layer destruction. In the attempt to cover this fact up, as I stated in a previous broadcast, China is now being scapegoated as the primary source of ozone destroying activities at this time. This is a lie. Again, to cover the tracks of the climate engineering and the decimation it is inflicting on the planet. This is not a defense of China. a country which is an ecological train wreck. What I am citing is simply a statement of fact. Global climate engineering operations are the single greatest source of ozone destruction, and the power structures are doing their absolute best to hide this fact. Then there is the fact that the climate engineers completely control the flow of precipitation by the atmospheric saturation of aerosols. Rolling Stone article did not admit where the majority of those aerosols are coming from, but the atmospheric aerosols and radio frequency microwave manipulations are being used to completely control the hydrological, i.e. the rain cycle. Consider this headline from NPR and other sources. Deepening drought in western U.S. costs ranchers money and heartache. This is happening all over the West. Cattle are being moved out of Arizona, Colorado. They're trying to juggle livestock into the few remaining areas that can support that livestock. How long does anyone think that can continue? And many of these ranchers have been alerted to the climate engineering issue, but for very perplexing reasons, they will not face it and acknowledge it to their own detriment. This is certainly troubling, but all of us are needed to continue to bring this issue to their attention, to continue to, and this is imperative, share credible data from a credible source, not sensationalized, baseless, and completely impossible claims that some sources use in order to try to gain views on their channels. That's not helping the cause. Stand on credible data from a credible source if you want to gain traction in this battle. I can't stress that strong enough. The reason our issue is so often marginalized is because there are so many sources putting out such completely baseless data. That does not help our cause. Moving on, from Reuters, this headline reports on the same theme. Drought creates a perfect storm for wildfires in U.S., the U.S. West. Taos, New Mexico, excerpt from this report. Bigger and more explosive wildfires are raging across the U.S. West, with the area burned in Colorado already four times the size of last year's total, as rising temperatures, drought, and a buildup of forest fuels supercharge blazes. This is a half-truth at best. Though there are countless forms of anthropogenic, i.e. human activity, affecting the biosphere at this time, every form of human activity that affects the energy balance of the planet is a form of geoengineering. This is another pillar of credibility for those who deny that, for those who claim that climate engineering is the only problem with the climate. That is not rational, it's not credible, it's completely incorrect, and to push that narrative obliterates our credibility. Every form of human activity that affects the energy balance of the planet is a form of geoengineering. The atmosphere does not know the difference between a particle from the back of a jet aircraft that is part of the geoengineering solar radiation management operations or a smokestack. It doesn't know the difference. When you cut down the forests around the globe, more headlines on that in a moment, when you pave the planet, when you poison the oceans, when you put 100 million tons of greenhouse gas into the atmosphere every day, that has an effect, a very profound effect. On top of all that, when our species chooses to try to manipulate, intentionally manipulate Earth's life support systems with the completely insane climate intervention operations, that is the epitome of human insanity and human destructiveness. If we could bring climate engineering to light, we would unite populations all over the globe in a common cause. They would know what those in power have done to them without their knowledge or consent. They would know that they have been committed to an experiment from which there is no return, not to the planet we've known. We may perhaps yet salvage some of Earth's life support systems, and that's worth fighting for. Is it not? Is that not worth fighting for? I have this exchange with numerous people who seem to take the position, if we can't click our heels, go back to Kansas, and make everything perfect again, why bother fighting? That is a very apathetic, a very pathetic attitude. If there is any chance of salvaging anything, any future for our children, for the web of life, we are absolutely obligated to give our all to that fight. An example I've given in the past, and I will give again now. If your child was in a burning building and you knew you had very little chance of saving that child, would that prevent you from running into that building without hesitation, doing anything, everything you could, if there was even the slightest chance of saving your child? The answer must be yes. You would do whatever you could to save your child. There is no difference between that scenario and what we face now. So where are the so-called caring, loving parents in this fight? Why are they not fighting to save their children from issues like toxic vaccinations and issues like climate engineering that are poisoning every breath we take? Where are the so-called loving, caring parents? We need you to step up and join the battle for the greater good. We need you to prioritize this battle, or we have no chance of prevailing. Everyone is needed in this fight. And back to the forest fires. The single greatest cause of the exponential burndowns of forest around the globe, in this case, is climate engineering, a much greater causal factor than any other form of anthropogenic damage. Why? Climate engineering is decimating the ozone layer, as I stated earlier in this broadcast. That is frying the foliage from the top down. The toxic bioavailable metals in the precipitation are poisoning soils and root systems. That is killing trees from the bottom up. We know this from peer-reviewed study. Metals like aluminum cause root systems to shut down nutrient uptake, thus weakening the organism, making it susceptible to every form of pest, which official agencies blame everything on. It's just the beetles, just the beetles, just the drought. That's not true. And even in regard to the drought, that is directly a result of climate engineering. You cannot have less rain on a warming planet without a factor that's not being reported. And that factor is climate engineering. It creates drought. Please don't believe me. Please search it. Google it. You'll find major science institutions acknowledge this fact without acknowledging the climate engineering elephant in the room. Climate engineering, on top of those issues I mentioned in regard to the forest fires, is creating more dry lightning. Less rain, more electrically conductive atmosphere, more dry lightning. And consider this, these particulates, starting with aluminum, barium, and other heavy metals, are incendiaries. They coat the foliage, the forest floor, and thus further fueling the catastrophic fires. None of this is being admitted to by official agencies or officials in those agencies. They are too worried about their paychecks or pensions. But as I pointed out to the social media servants of the power structure, so are those academicians in official agencies and media who are also serving the power structure with the blind and misguided notion that they are somehow preserving their personal paradigm, which could not be further from the truth. Every individual in every arena that I just outlined, if they are serving the power structure's attempt to hide reality from the population and pacify the population until the last possible moment, if you are serving that agenda, you are a part of the criminal cover-up of the climate engineering insanity. You are a part of the criminal cover-up of the converging catastrophes that will soon create planetary omnicide. Please, please, find your honor, find your courage, stand up, and be a part of the effort to sound the alarm, to reach a critical mass of awareness, to wake populations up around the globe, which is the only way forward in this battle, a critical mass of awareness. Final note on the forest fires again. If you want to find information on this, all you have to do, search geoengineeringwatch.org forest fires. Or any other subject, geoengineeringwatch.org ozone destruction, geoengineeringwatch.org drought creation, and you'll find data. Very simple. We have a huge site with almost 2,500 articles, but they're not hard to search out if you follow the procedure I just outlined. Moving on, more headlines. Thousands without power in Los Angeles after high demand due to heat wave. This is just the beginning. Once grids begin to shut down, the domino effect will intensify dramatically. Another headline from multiple sources. Record-setting heat waves continue across the globe. I ask this question, how long until grocery store shelves begin to empty out? I've reported in previous broadcasts that the power structure, in order to pacify the U.S. population until the last possible moment, this is occurring in other countries, Western countries, industrialized countries as well. I'll report on that in a moment. But in the case of the U.S., some $20 billion worth of food is being imported from countries that are starving to death in many cases to our country to keep store shelves stocked until the last possible moment. With that in mind, consider this new report from the UK Guardian and other sources. Consider the absurdity of what's occurring. UK imports salad from the US, Spain, and Poland as heat wave cripples crops. From that report, wholesale prices soar by more than 30% and farmers have to renegotiate with supermarkets. Lettuce is being, consider what I'm saying right now. Consider how insane this is. Lettuce is being flown in from the US and imported from Spain and Portugal as soaring temperatures, again, hit crops in the UK. One more excerpt. The cargo carrier IAG said it had flown 30,000 heads of lettuce from Los Angeles to the UK in the past week alone. We are flying lettuce across the world to pacify populations. If that doesn't alarm you, something's wrong. Something's radically wrong. This cannot continue. We are now consuming some 30 plus calories in many cases. Calorie is a measure of energy to supply one calorie of food. How long does anyone think that can continue? These are the last gasps of a dying paradigm of civilization that was never ever sustainable. Flying lettuce across the world to keep store shelves stocked until the last possible moment to pacify populations, to help them to be willing to keep their head in the sand until the last possible moment. Continuing on, from multiple sources, this alarming headline, sunscreen for cows, UK farmers struggle to cope with heat wave. It's not just the heat. It's the DNA damaging bands of deadly UV radiation that are most directly a result of ozone destruction, that is most directly a result of climate engineering. Not just climate engineering, but that is the single greatest cause. And what do the geoengineers do? The more they destroy the ozone layer, the more climate engineering they feel they have to engage in to try to mask the effects of the damage that their programs did in the first place. So these articles do not allude to the DNA damaging bands of UV radiation. Same thing. Look it up. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Lethal UV radiation, or geoengineeringwatch.org destroys the ozone layer. You'll find much more data. From the UK Telegraph, this headline report, Russian forest fires leave dozens dead. Forest fires raged across Russia on Friday of, this is the week before, killing at least 29 people, including three firefighters, and destroying villages during the worst heat wave since record keeping began. The planet is not cooling. It's in total meltdown. Stick to simple narratives. If we are to have any chance of uniting the tribes, uniting academia with those in the anti-geoengineering movement, you must stand on credible data. The planet's in total meltdown. Climate engineering is making it worse, not better. There can be no legitimate discussion about the climate without discussing climate engineering first and foremost. And finally, there can be no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without including chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. I will be doing an in-depth report on this in my presentation in Shasta County on the 28th, with satellite images that are shocking on that front. Fires were also raging in 11 other regions in central and southern Russia. The planet is burning to the ground, and this process will accelerate. We must expose and halt climate engineering. We must allow the planet's hydrological cycle to resume if we are to have any chance of buying time in the critical equation that we collectively face. Now consider this next headline. As if fires are not decimating enough of Earth's life-giving forests, forests are also being intentionally leveled by bulldozers on an unimaginable scale. Here's the headline from multiple sources. Quote, disaster. 500,000 hectares, which is over 1 million acres, by the way, of forest bulldozed in Great Barrier Reef catchment. This is happening in New Mexico and places as well, too. Imagine intentionally leveling forests. In this case, over 1 million acres. And a reminder, in 2017, global forests were lost at the rate of 40 football fields per minute. If anyone thinks that can continue, you are not living in reality. Please understand, we are on the fast track to a lifeless planet. Investigate these headlines. Don't believe me. Yet more coverage of the unfolding planetary meltdown. This headline report. Global warming could be far worse than predicted, a new study suggests. Could be, might be, maybe. All forms of pacification, because we have a population that is so well programmed, as I covered in the beginning of this broadcast, that any such words put them back to sleep. Could, may, might, all terms of pacification for a population that so far has shown no propensity to want to wake up. From this report, collapsing polar ice caps, the Green Sahara Desert, and a 20-foot sea level rise. That's the potential of a future Earth. A new study suggests, noting that global warming could be twice as warm as current climate models predict. What have we said at geoengineeringwatch.org for the entire span of our existence? It's not as bad as Al Gore states. It's far, far worse. And there is no could, may, might. And it's not twice as bad. It's exponentially worse. Exponentially worse. And the only reason some of these sources are beginning to report what they are reporting is because they can no longer hide the severity of what's unfolding from a population that's being forced to wake up. If you're in the anti-geoengineering movement, whatever resistance you've had to sharing this truth, know this. If you share credible data from a credible source, those you share it with will be forced to wake up soon due to unfolding circumstances. Remember that. Remember that. Continuing from this report, the rate of warming is remarkable. The changes we see today are much faster than anything encountered in Earth's history. Let me give a statistic on that front. Based on paleo data, the changes that are happening are occurring at least 170 times faster than any previous event. In terms of the rate of change we are seeing, this is from the report, we are in uncharted waters, said the report author from the University of New South Wales in Australia. Uncharted territory. How many times have I tried to report that? The study, which was conducted by dozens of researchers from 17 countries, was published last week in Nature Geoscience, a peer-reviewed journal. How many academicians does it take to come to such a simple conclusion that's patently obvious to anyone that has their eyes open? And this is the programmed academia that has so far, as a whole, completely betrayed not only the human race, but the entire web of life. And I'm asking those academicians that are listening to this, stand up and tell the full truth. Not half truths, not could, may, might. Tell the whole truth. If you have any sense of honor, our lives depend on that, all of us. From the UK Daily Mail and other sources, millions are evacuated and more than 60 people killed after unprecedented rain sparks landslides in Japan, with the Prime Minister warning that the country faces a, quote, race against time to save people. At least 1.5 million people have been forced to leave their homes by this week's heavy rainfall and flooding. Remember that a warmer planet, and our planet is likely already over 3.5 degrees C over baseline. The temperatures are being radically underreported. Nighttime low temperatures rising twice as fast as daytime highs. It's not cooling off at night. These extreme precipitation events will continue to accelerate wherever the geoengineers either augment such an event or don't prevent it from happening. We will have more extreme precipitation events, although overall, the drought-causing effects of climate engineering are doing severe damage as well. There are no absolutes. There are always exceptions in the drought deluge scenarios. But there is no natural weather at this point. Satellite imagery, which we look at every single day at geoengineeringwatch.org, makes clear there is no natural system formation happening on our planet. All is tainted from climate engineering. A global effort. And remember, all major powers are contributing, colluding, cooperating. Whatever theater we see on mainstream media that's used to divide and conquer populations, to keep them from being able to focus on the wider horizon, is orchestrated facade. All major powers are colluding and cooperating on the climate engineering insanity. Search geoengineeringwatch.org massive Senate document, almost 800 pages long. Read it for yourself, or at least the excerpts we pulled from that document, listed clearly in our post. Understand the issue more thoroughly. Continuing, much to cover. From Mother Jones Journal and other sources, meteorologists explains why the extreme heat is way worse than you think. Way worse than you think. That is the fact of the matter. We are on track for Venus syndrome. That's not a metaphor. Our planet on the current course will resemble Venus in the near term because of a runaway greenhouse effect. Climate engineering is making that far worse, not better. This is not about Al Gore. It's not about carbon credit shams. It's about reality. If you want to know more about that issue, search geoengineeringwatch.org, Venus Syndrome. Face the full truth head on. And that might motivate you to help us in this battle to expose and halt climate engineering. And we need everybody to join us in this battle. From the UK Guardian and other sources, global temperature rises could be, there we go again, could be, maybe, might be, double than those predicted by climate modeling. No could, may, might. It's far worse than double what was predicted. From this report, researchers say sea level rise could, there it is again, also rise by 6 meters or more. Even if the 2-degree target of Paris Accord is met, we're far past 2 degrees. We are likely past 3.5 degrees C already. The baseline at which humans have existed on this planet, we are already past that. Remember and consider these current statistics, which I cite often. We are far into the sixth great mass extinction on our planet. We are losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect to extinction every single day. That's 1.5 million% of normal, 15,000 times the background rate of extinction. Moving on, this report from the Barents Observer and other sources. Northern Barents Sea warms dramatically. Scientists link the sharp increase in ocean temperatures to a recent decline in sea ice import. That's migrating ice from the polar regions around Svalbard. This July is the worst ever since record-keeping began. Planetary meltdown accelerating by the day. Now this headline from Earther.com and other sources. Why Florida's largest lake is filled with toxic algae again. Warming waters, intense UV kills beneficial microorganisms. We have pollution flowing into these lakes, but the warming is the biggest factor. Water all over the globe is warming radically. A cubic meter of water can contain 4,000 times the thermal energy of a cubic meter of air. Once the waters warm up, once the seas warm up, we are very close to a lifeless planet. From this report, in what has become a deeply unwelcome summertime tradition, Floridians are once again finding their waterways fouled with blue-green algae. Moving on, along the same theme, from PhysOrg and other sources, massive and toxic algae bloom threatens Florida coasts with another lost summer. Lake Okeechobee, Florida's liquid heart, is once again exploding again. Same story with a massive algae bloom, a deepening crisis that threatens to slime both coasts in what has become a reoccurring summer nightmare. This week's thick green blooms, the consistency of a sickening smoothie, seep down the rural rivers toward the southwest coast. More ooze piled up on the lake's eastern banks, pushing against a gate leading to a million-dollar waterfront home development and businesses along the St. Lucie River estuary. Along the same theme from Fox News and other sources, this related headline, and I want to stress this is happening all over the globe. I'm only focusing on Florida because Americans care most about what happens in their own country, unfortunately. But moving on. From Fox News, red tide causes large fish kills in Inglewood, Florida. The most recent red tide event in southwestern Florida has been devastating for the beaches and the people who make their living off of them. Another headline, same theme from ABC News and other sources. Yet more mass ocean die-off in Florida. This is from a different location from that covered in the previous headline. Florida beach littered with hundreds of dead fish, manatees, and other marine life. Boca Grande, Florida. Hundreds of dead fish, manatees, sea turtles, eels, and other types of marine life were found washed ashore on Boca Grande Beach over the past week. How are global oceans and the remaining fish they contain doing in other parts of the world? In only the last few weeks, there are headlines of massive marine die-off and fish and marine life covering beaches dead. These headlines in only the last few weeks have come in from Hawaii, Spain, Bangladesh, Russia, Peru, Trinidad, Tobago, Bulgaria, Mexico, Germany, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam, Colombia, the Philippines, Scotland, Chile, Norway, Uruguay, Brazil, Turkey. I could go on and on. But is this picture clear enough? Our oceans are dying by the day. If the oceans die, we die. Though there are countless factors for the rapidly accelerating mass die-off, all of them are related to human activity and an utter contempt for the web of life. That is a direct consequence of the current paradigm of industrialized, militarized society and the military-industrial complex. Back to climate engineering, the single most destructive endeavor ever launched by the human race. Climate engineering programs are altering upper-level wind currents. That's altering ocean currents. That's forcing warm water into the polar regions, further fueling the planetary meltdown. The destroyed ozone layer is killing plankton. That's ripping the base of the food chain from ocean ecosystems, from every direction. The planetary systems of life support are collapsing, including the climate itself, with climate engineering further fueling the fire. That point is so imperative to remember. On that note, consider this. Again, keeping in mind, if the oceans die, we die. Very simple. On that note, this disturbing headline report from multiple sources. GOP-controlled House passes bill to eviscerate nation's marine ecosystems. And I'm not blaming everything on the GOP. Both sides of the political fence, completely corrupt, all a part of the power structure, all theater. Bottom line is, our government passes a bill to eviscerate nation's marine ecosystem fisheries. From this report, if the bill becomes law, it would reverse decades of bipartisan progress toward preventing overfishing and rebuilding fish populations, harming the health of our marine ecosystems and the coastal communities who depend on them. This is what the power structure is pushing on every imaginable front. Loot, plunder, and pillage the planet and the entire web of life until the brutal, bitter end. The mentality behind such a bill that would allow full access by commercial fisheries into the last remaining footholds of life in the ocean reflects the mentality of a power structure that has no regard for the consequences of their actions. Their only goal is to preserve their power until nothing is left. Though all occupants of the White House, as I've stated over and over and over, are criminally corrupt, the current occupants of the White House have redefined that corruption in their ruthless and relentless gutting of any and all forms of environmental protection in order to serve and sustain the completely out-of-control military-industrial complex. This involves all sides of the fence. There is no difference. The whole political theater, all part of the illusion. But the power structure is simply more out of control now than ever, more ruthless now than ever, and this gutting of the marine ecosystem protections is particularly alarming and disturbing to me. In my youth, over the course of many years, in my own boat where I could reach the most isolated locations, I logged hundreds of dives in areas like the Channel Islands, in many locations that were protected marine habitats. On many occasions, in a fully camouflaged wetsuit that I had made while I was diving in New Zealand, I would float and explore the shores of the Channel Islands. My camouflage suit helped me to go unnoticed to much of the marine life that existed there. I spent so many hours on so many days in the massive kelp canopies. The light would beam down through these canopies like the light one would imagine in a medieval forest. It was incredible, unspeakably beautiful. I could and did observe the thriving ecosystems below. Only solitude that I witnessed. On Santa Barbara Island, I would swim with the seal pups for hours and hours. They would not leave me. They were so friendly, so welcoming, so inspiring. I would sometimes float in the kelp forests far into the night, laying on my back, gazing at the heavens above in complete awe of it all, trying to consider and comprehend my personal part of the whole, trying to understand my obligation to the whole, to the web of life. Always, there was a summoning in my mind that there was work to be done, a battle of awakening to be waged, that must be waged. I've had the great privilege of diving in other parts of the world, the South Seas, Fiji, Australia, New Zealand, the Sea of Cortez. I could never fully express how fortunate I feel to have seen the things I have seen while diving generally alone in these regions. I felt a part of these ecosystems. How could I not? I felt and continue to feel that I have a duty to do all I can to protect the web of life, a duty to give a voice to every organism, both simple and complex, that has no voice except for us, except for us, each of us, all of us. If we do not collectively face the truth today, if we do not collectively join the battle for the greater good today, we will not have tomorrow. That's not my opinion. It's a mathematical fact. Let's remember and consider that the criminally insane power elite could not do what they do without a compliant population that in general does not want to hear about, let alone be bothered by, or do something about unpleasant truths. This is especially true with the more affluent segments of populations who, taken as a whole, continue to focus on material acquisition and personal entertainment while the biosphere implodes on all sides. To be clear, again, if the current course is not altered completely and immediately, the human race will soon be no more, and we will likely take down the majority of life on Earth with us. Question: how many are willing to summon the courage to face that dire fact head on? How many are then willing to prioritize their efforts and energies toward the epic fight for the greater good, not later, but now? Well, we can still make a difference. Again, check the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for specific activist instructions. I announce this every week, week in and week out. The particularly blatant gutting, willful gutting of marine ecosystems is only the latest egregious example of a completely out of control power structure. There will soon be nothing left on our planet. And in regard to activist instructions and what we can do, and there's more headlines I'm not going to be able to cover in this broadcast I had intended to cover, but forgive me for sharing some of my personal experience, which I don't seldom do. We have headlines covering the noctilucent clouds in our atmosphere that are indicative of an atmosphere filling with methane that, if it continues, will turn our planet into Venus. We have layer upon layer of power structure, insanity, climate engineering assault that heaps one layer of insanity on top of another, so as climate engineering disrupts the planet's natural life support systems, toxifying the entire biosphere, disrupting air currents, which disrupts ocean currents, which is further thawing methane on the seafloor, which is filling the atmosphere with methane. And now we have climate engineers with Project Lucy and Project Alamo attempting to molecularly degrade methane in the atmosphere by microwaving the atmosphere with ionosphere heaters like HARP. The consequences of doing so are certainly cataclysmic on top of everything that's happening. Again, one layer of insanity on top of another, on top of another, and all the while, the population sleeps. And for those who are awake, who often ask, in spite of me posting on every site, every broadcast, activist instructions on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, linked in every single post we put up. But understand this in simplicity. This is all you have to do. Make your voice heard as effectively and efficiently as you can. Share credible data from a credible source that is exponentially more effective to pass on images, photographs, copies of documents, all of which are contained on the primary geoengineeringwatch.org information raising materials, which you can use the links for free on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to share with others from your own home computer. You can use those links to download and print those materials on your own, or you can get them directly from us at our approximate cost of producing and shipping. But sharing such materials, again, is exponentially more effective than pointing at the sky and ranting. That only alarms people. We are running out of time rapidly. Again, if you're near enough to Northern California, to the coming Reading event that will feature former government scientists, former airline pilot, high-ranking military personnel, very, very qualified microbiologist. If you're close enough to attend that event, please do so. You can get free materials to help you sound the alarm. We supply that. The event, everything is free. But again, we are running out of time, and the power structure will likely play some very big cards soon, from false flags to the release of pathogens that will further hamper the population's ability to stand up to what is occurring. The bottom line is this: our collective reality will not continue for much longer. This is an inarguable mathematical fact. If frontline data is honestly examined without preconception and bias, what will we choose to do in the time we have left? Will we collectively continue to be distracted by power structure orchestrated circus and material shiny toys and gadgets, or will we collectively summon our courage to fully face the gathering storm that is already unfolding on all sides? Will we choose to utilize the power that we collectively possess in order to alter the current course of certain near-term planetary omnicide? The time for each of us to fully consider why we are here is now. Each and every one of us must remember that we do not own our lives. We owe them to our children, to the fight to protect the future of our children, and indeed we owe our lives to the entire web of life of which we are a part, and without which we will be no more. Join this epic battle to sound the alarm, to wake the masses. In the words of the Hopi elders, we are the ones we have been waiting for. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.